Chapter 2. Stop. After I arrived in Chicago, I caught a cab and went to my mother's house. When the cab pulled up in front, I noticed that the house had been painted a new shade of ugly yellow. I sighed. My mother loved yellow and thought it would be so cute to paint our house yellow so we can have sunshine every day, even in the winter. I rang the doorbell and heard my mother shuffling around. "Who is it?" asked the voice. "It's me, Ella, your one and only daughter," I said. "Ooh, Ellie's here." She opened the door. "Why, hello, precious." She hugged me. "Hi, Mom." I trudged inside with my duffel bag. "Do you need any help with the rest of your luggage?" she asked. "No, I don't have anything else," I said. Her face showed a look of surprise. "Oh, well, come on in and we can catch up," she exclaimed as she scurried into the kitchen and started making coffee. Meanwhile, I stood in the entryway and let the memories wash over me. I could see myself running up and down the stairway. I could see my mother watching, smiling, and laughing with me. I remember her dark brown hair, her bright eyes, and her youthful energy. I returned to the present and saw my mother in the kitchen. She was still smiling, but her brown hair now had streaks of gray. Her face looked tired, and the light in her eyes was now a bit extinguished. I walked into the dining room and saw that my mother had set out cups of coffee for each of us. "Ellie, so how are you doing?" "Really?" my mother asked me, not in her usually cheerful manner. She paused. "I really want to help you, but I'm not sure how." "I'm still trying to figure that out myself, too," I replied, taking a deep breath. The success, the money, the fame, it all came so fast. I just wasn't prepared for it to disappear even faster. "I've always taught you to do whatever is in your heart. You don't need some silly TV show to judge you and tell you how good of a singer you are. I could have told you that you were a great singer. And winning prizes for singing? Wouldn't you want to sing just for the love of it?" This is exactly what she told me before I left for LA. But this time, I truly understood what she was saying. It was important for me to move on with my career, and also move. And it did work for a while. I made some wrong decisions that caused me to lose everything. It was my own fault. But at least I tried, I said. "How are you doing? You seem tired." "Oh, everything is fine, I guess. But ever since your father died, it's just been so hard to keep up with all the bills. I might even have to sell the house," she said. Her voice trailed off. Then her eyes brightened for a second. "But I understand your desire to take a chance, even if it doesn't work out. I remember when your father and I first decided to move to Chicago. We had just gotten married and wanted to leave New York. Everyone said we were crazy, that it was too risky, but we didn't care. We were young and determined, and everything worked out for a long time. We were happy, and we raised you. But when your father died..." She paused. "I'm not sure how I'm going to make it. Maybe it's time to live somewhere different."